This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello AHARS members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ. For those regulars listening on RAD, the noise appears to be abating in the last few days. Don't know what it is or where it's coming from, but it isn't anywhere near as bad as it was the first few days, which is a good thing. Thanks to all who've been attempting to find out what it is and where it's coming from. Paul ran another training session at the RAAF Association Hall in Hawthorne yesterday, and about another 8 foundation licences were passed and a few upgrades done. It rounds out a good number for the year and a job well done by the training guys. Apparently the Morse code group had a good night there on Wednesday evening. And I'm looking forward to this month's meeting next Thursday evening, where we'll be hearing from Dr. Andrew, VK5CV, about animal electricity and how the humans and maybe other bodies work. The annual dinner, i.e. the Christmas lunch, has been booked for Sunday the 14th of December at the Belair Hotel in the Hillsview Room for 12 o'clock. The fixed Christmas menu has been finalised, and we will be advising the details and costs soon with info on how to book and give us your menu choice. The committee has voted again to subsidise this event this year, and payment directly to the bistro on the day will be the same as last year. As usual, information on our regular weekly nets can be found on our website at ahars.au/radionets. And there's some interesting information on our Facebook group page at www.facebook.com/groups/ahars. And that's all for this week. Cheers and 73 from John, VK5RJ.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD. With this week's edition of the North East Radio Club News. Last Friday night's North East Radio Club meeting was very well attended, and we were given a lecture by Adam, VK5GA, on amateur satellite communications. Now he detailed the amateur satellites that are currently operating, and as well as that he told us about the ISS repeater as well. He gave us the way to access them and websites to find out information about them. And he had a pair of Yagis designed for satellite operations. Now in 2 weeks' time, on Saturday afternoon, on the 29th of November, at the North East Radio Club Clubrooms, Adam will be giving us a demonstration of communication with amateur satellites. So many thanks to you, Adam, for this very excellent activity. Now, the next amateur technical segment will be on Sunday the 30th of November, and we will be finding all about the development of the global positioning system. So tune in to VK5RHO on 146.850 MHz at 3:30 PM on Sunday the 30th of November for this lecture. And don't forget to come up at the end of the lecture and take part in the callback. Now, if you've missed any of these lectures, then they can be found on the North East Radio Club website in the Amateur Technical Segment Archives section. Well, that's it for this time. Don't forget to keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLV.
Now, let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Aren't you lucky? Last Sunday your ears got a rest from my constantly bashing them about the 2025 legend of the Lakes Hill Climb. Yes, I forgot to submit a segment. I was hoping that our club president, Nick, VK5NJS, and the management committee might have fired me, but no such luck. Unfortunately, at about 4 p.m. last Saturday week, when I received the phone call from one of the broadcast team asking if I was going to submit a segment, I was busy watching for possible incidents on the course in front of me. Yes, there were several over the 4 days of the event, but no personal injuries were incurred, just cars bent to varying degrees. And, as I did not get home until 7 p.m. and had to be back up there by 6 a.m. on the Sunday, I had neither the time nor the inclination to sit down and record one, so you're game. The event went very well, and over the course of 4 days, all the drivers got a very good number of attempts to beat their previous best times. The weather treated us kindly, with only a few minor showers which tested the ability of all. A small crew of 9 club members completed the clean-up by midday on the Monday morning. Although we have not really received any feedback from the event organisers at this point, we are very confident that we did an excellent job of keeping things flowing along and getting any and all incidents seen to very quickly. A big pat on the back to all of our members who contributed in any way. Okay, after saying that you were spared from hill climb talk, you copped it anyway, so sue me. Hi, hi. Our attention now turns to a very pleasurable club event, our annual Christmas barbecue. Once again, we will hold this at Lake McIntyre on the northern outskirts of Millicent. It will be all systems go on Sunday the 14th of December. We will kick off at about 11 a.m, so if you are close by, come along and join the fun. It's BYO food, drink and seating, but there are gas barbecues on site, plus toilet facilities and shelters. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.